Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We're running on 50 years of Roe. It is an egregiously wrong decision.
Mississippi Solicitor General Scott Stewart urged the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the state's law banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy before viability. The case challenges the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that made abortions a constitutional right. Stewart argued Roe takes away the state's ability to protect a life, which Justice Sonia Sotomayor said was a religious view.
When does the life of a woman and putting her at risk enter the calculus?
Meanwhile, Justice Samuel Alito and other conservatives appear to lean toward limiting abortion rights.
Can a decision be overruled simply because it was erroneously wrong?
Thousands rallied outside the court during arguments. Here's New Mexico Democratic Congresswoman Teresa Ledger Fernandez.
A woman, wherever she lives, whoever she is, she deserves the right to make her own decisions.
Republican Congresswoman Mary Miller of Illinois gathered with pro-life activists.
We're praying that this would be overturned.
Nearly half of states are expected to ban abortions should Roe be thrown out. In election news, voting rights activist Stacey Abrams is running for Georgia governor in 2022. Republican Brian Kemp narrowly defeated Abrams in 2018. But Democrats believe recent demographic and political changes in the state could hand a victory to Abrams. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker won't seek re-election next year. The moderate Republican was seen as the GOP's best chance of keeping the office in the heavily Democratic state. And after 3 decades in Congress, Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio won't seek re-election. DeFazio heads the House Transportation Committee. Congress has just 2 days remaining to avoid a government shutdown. However, Republicans are trying to block a short-term funding deal unless they get a vote on an amendment to stop the Biden administration from implementing its vaccine mandate for large employers.
Why would anybody in this chamber vote to fund a government that is going to mandate that people have to lose their jobs through these unlawful orders?
That's Texas Republican Chip Roy. Meanwhile, Democrats are urging the Senate parliamentarian to allow immigration protections to be allowed in the social spending bill. Reconciliation bills, which can pass a filibuster-proof majority, must primarily impact the federal budget. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hosted a 6-decades-old tradition, the annual lighting of the Capitol Christmas tree.
As a proud Californian, it is especially exciting that this 84-foot tree, white fir, hails from California's Six Rivers National Forest.
And on Pennsylvania Avenue, Vice President Kamala Harris reflected on the lessons of Hanukkah at the White House menorah lighting.
The power of the people, the possibility of the future, that even in despair, there is hope, that even in darkness, there is light.
It's the first Hanukkah celebrated at the White House with the Jewish spouse of a president or vice president, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy online at publicnewsservice.org.